More music.
More variety.
With Jesse Lozano in the morning.
Star 94.1.
Okay, so listen. My son witnessed a plane crash a few months ago, and I want to talk about it next because I feel like he's not right still because of it. Star 94.1, it's Jesse Lozano in the morning. So I want to do a new daddy diary right now, and it's about my son Jason, who's 6 years old. And about 3 months ago, something weird happened. He was at Grandma and Grandpa's house in Claremont, and I'm sure maybe a couple people remember the news story. A small single-engine plane crashed in a neighborhood, residential neighborhood there in Claremont. And the problem with that was that my son watched the entire thing happen. They were out for a walk. They saw the plane. They saw the plane, heard it lose engine power, saw it go down, heard it crash.
And then it was right across the street.
It happened to crash in the house across the street that my in-laws live in. And so it was just a crazy night. I ended up having to rush over there and pick them up. But I had to pick up my son from like the corner, blocks down from my in-laws with firefighters and police officers. It was just a traumatic day for him. And when he got in the car, he told me all about it. And that he was like, Dad, the worst day ever just happened to me. And he kept saying that. Well, it's been months. And every time we are somewhere outside and he sees a plane flying in the air, he cannot do anything except for focus on it. And it's not necessarily like a negative thing. It's more like just a conscious thing, like there's another plane, there it is, and he's talking about it and pointing at it and asking about it. Mm-hmm. 570-1941, by the way. The question I'm asking is, how long do I go, how far do I go before I take him to talk to someone professional? And so the other day, this came up again because we live in an area in San Diego that's near Miramar, kind of.
Right.
And so if you're in my backyard anytime during the day, probably once an hour, there's some sort of military plane or vehicle or something going over our house. I think we're right there in the path. And so the other day, he's asking me about those planes. And, Dad, there's kind of a lot of helicopters and blah, blah, blah. So then I go into the explanation of, hey, we live by a military base, and I think the only planes and helicopters that are allowed to fly over our house are military. And did you know that those are the best pilots in the world that work for the military? So don't even worry about it. And blah. And it's weird because months later, I still feel like I'm trying to convince him
right.
that it's going to be fine. And I'm just wondering if maybe I'm not the person to do it and if there's another route. Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm a big believer. This is what I think. I'm a big believer in if you can go talk to somebody, go ahead. Do it now.
That doesn't affect. Because, okay, gotcha.
Because why not? I mean, what's that person going to say that it will? Nothing is going to affect him negatively. It could just help him deal with it.
They won't. It won't give him weird memories of back in the day that he had to go to counseling for something, and that be a negative.
I think the memory about the plane crash is a little bit more negative than that.
Totally.
I'll give you a great example. I'm still a little tentative after my accident a year ago.
Totally
driving.
You still just, feel like you're I looking in your rearview
like
mirror. A little
everybody's
bit
you know coming to towards me and all that kind of stuff. So I think for him, with his young mind, mm-hmm. maybe a redirection of how he feels about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
I kind of like that. The redirection, the word there is kind of my. Hold on a second. We got someone good coming on the phone. We'll say hi to Addie and Tierra Santa. Hey, Addie. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Kind of a serious daddy diary. I'm just a little worried about my son because he's mentally, I don't think, moving past this plane crash that he witnessed in Claremont a few months ago. And I just don't know. I don't know what the next step is outside of us trying to just always talk him through it when he's curious.
Absolutely. Yeah. Currently, I am in taking my master's in marriage and family therapy.
Okay.
And so I think that it would be essential for him to go through, see someone, just so that he can talk about it more, but because, you know, like they can actually just kind of see what his state is at. And
so you're saying that there's a way to determine how affected he is by it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it is a good way to talk to him about it, and, you know, in a child sense, you know, like he is a dad, that's great, but you can't really determine where his mental state, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
like how he took that. But obviously, he got affected by it.
Yeah, he was affected. It's just weird because when he does talk about it and bring it up, he masks it with a very cute 6.5-year-old tone
Absolutely.
And voice. So it doesn't seem serious. He doesn't sound scared, but he talks about everything like that. So it almost gives me no ability. Thanks, Eddie. We got a bunch of calls coming through. I appreciate you.
That was really traumatic. I mean, you have to think of it that way. If I saw that, I would still be thinking about that. You
Man,
know,
I'm so not bothered by things like I don't know. I guess I have an ability to just go, okay, that didn't affect me, and I can move on.
Wait a second. Like a have you ever seen a plane crash?
I mean, nothing like that, I guess. But I mean, I've seen some weird traumatic things in my life that I've been able to wake up the next day and go, well, that was just life and I can move on.
Yeah, but that's called denial. And that's why you're passive aggressive and angry sometimes. And I'm not joking.
Oh. Well, no, you could be right about that kind of stuff.
If you don't deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And maybe, why this is why I'm so curious about this, because I don't know how to deal with stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know how to help my son in that way.
You do eventually, but I mean, it's.
Well, 570-1941. See, I'm glad we're talking about this.
You can't stuff it.
I know.
You know, you can't keep stuffing it.
Do you have some good news next?
Oh,
we're going to move on. The phones are.
I'm
going to take phone calls, but I'll take them off the air. And if anybody wants to email me or Facebook me, search Jesse Lozano in the morning. Stay there.
Jesse Lozano in the morning
on Star 94.1.
More music, more variety.